Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Several big tech companies reported quarterly earnings at the close of business on Thursday. Google's parent company Alphabet had a better-than-expected Q1. Revenue was up 15% year-over-year to $80.5 billion. Net income up 57% to $23.7 billion. Google Cloud revenue up 28% to $9.6 billion. And headcount was down 5%. YouTube posted $8.1 billion in ad sales, its highest Q1 total to date, up 21% from the same quarter last year. Microsoft's revenue was up 17% year-over-year in its Q3 fiscal 2024 to $61.9 billion, and net income was up 20% to $21.9 billion. Office commercial revenue was up 13%, LinkedIn revenue up 10%, overall gaming up 51%, and Xbox up 62%. Intel beat Wall Street expectations for Q1 earnings per share, but came up light in sales. Revenue was up 9% year-over-year to $12.72 billion versus $12.78 billion estimated. Data center and AI were up 5% to $3 billion. For the second quarter, Intel expects earnings of 10 cents per share on revenue of $13 billion at the midpoint. That forecast compares to analysts' expected earnings per share of 25 cents on $13.57 billion in sales. Net neutrality rules have been restored in the United States after the Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 along party lines on Thursday to reinstate the rules and reassume regulatory oversight of broadband internet, which was rescinded during the Trump administration. FCC Chair Jessica Wurzenwerfel said the agency believes every consumer deserves internet access that is fast, open, and fair. OpenAI Sam Altman, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang, Microsoft's Satya Nadella, Alphabet Sundar Pichai, and other leaders in AI and technology are set to join a new federal advisory board focused on the secure use of artificial intelligence within U.S. critical infrastructure. The Artificial Intelligence Safety and Security Board is part of a government push to protect the economy, public health, and vital industries from being harmed by AI-powered threats. Elon Musk OpenAI rival startup xAI is raising $6 billion on a pre-money valuation of $18 billion, giving investors 25% of the company. Investors expected to participate in the deal are Sequoia Capital and Future Ventures, Valor Equity Partners, GigaFund, and potentially others. xAI intends to pull training data from other Musk companies, including Tesla, SpaceX, Boring Company, and Neuralink. X has already incorporated X.AI's Grok chatbot into the social media platform as a paid add-on. Amazon announced that its cloud computing unit, Amazon Web Services, plans to invest $11 billion to build a data center in northern Indiana that will create at least 1,000 new jobs. The project plan for the town of New Carlisle will be the largest capital investment in Indiana's history. No timeline was included as part of the announcement, but Carl Boxmeyer, president of the St. Joseph County Board of Commissioners, said in a news release that it would be built over the next decade. Baltimore County gym teacher and former high school athletic director Dejon Darian has been arrested and charged with using an AI voice clone generator to fake a racist rant that sounded like Pikeville's high school principal in an effort to get him fired. The Baltimore Banner reports that the Baltimore County Police believe a recording which circulated through social media in January with purported audio of Pikeville High School principal Eric Eisworth making racist and anti-Semitic comments was fake. It's not clear what AI voice platform Darian allegedly used, but the audio has a flat tone, unusually clean background sounds, and lack of consistent breathing sounds or pauses. A study by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, which investigated 956 crashes, found that Tesla's driver assist features are insufficient at keeping drivers engaged in the task of driving, which can have fatal results. Drivers using autopilot or the system's more advanced sibling, full self-driving, were not sufficiently engaged in the driving task, and Tesla's technology did not adequately ensure that drivers maintained their attention on the driving task, NHTSA concluded. And finally, Blizzard has made the decision not to hold BlizzCon in 2024. This decision was not made lightly, as BlizzCon remains a very special event for all of us, and we know many of you look forward to it. While we are approaching this year differently, and as we have explored different event formats in the past, rest assured that we are just as excited as ever to bring BlizzCon back in future years. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.